people donate art to museums from time to time, but a really large donation, a whole collection, can help define a museum's very identity. WNIJ's Guy Stevens talked with the principals in one such gift to the Rockford Art Museum.
Laura and John Fraser, both artists, have been collecting contemporary art together for decades. Over the years, they created a large set of pieces rich, if that's the right word for a collection so often subtle, in abstract images and figural shapes, with the occasional bit of whimsy. Recently, they downsized to a new residence and needed to find a home for the art. John Fraser says the couple were longtime friends of the Rockford Art Museum.
We felt that they'd be a wonderful location to place this work that we cherished for so long. A number of things had to be given to them relative to what's already in their collection and things we've gave them before, and in relation to the type of work that they have in the collection, mostly regional artists that we supported as well.
Laura Frazier says another big reason for giving to the Rockford Institution, it's a teaching museum.
They have kids come in, people are learning. We're exposing the work that we love and cherish to other people, an expanded world. There's nothing better than that.
The collection encompasses 122 contemporary paintings, prints, drawings, mixed media, sculpture, and more by 57 artists from around the world, including several local and regional artists. Rockford Art Museum Executive Director Amy Floto says receipt of such a large, curated, and well-rounded collection is an incredible gift and not to be taken lightly.
It's a vote of confidence for us in terms of knowing that we can take care of and properly store a collection of that value and of that size, and then also an understanding and a trust that we will care for it and we will share it with the public.
Floto says there are other benefits to the institution.
It also puts us on the map in terms of other museums respecting us, for us to be known, and then it gives us an opportunity to form great partnerships,
such as lending pieces to each other for particular exhibitions. In some ways, the recent donation owes something to another, made a couple of decades ago. Chicago collectors Francis and June Spicer gave 200 pieces to the Rockford Art Museum by contemporary local artists. It included many Chicago imagists like Ed Paschke, known for their striking mix of surrealist and expressionist influences in bright, colorful, you might call them extravagant, pieces. Museum curator Carrie Johnson says the Rockford Art Museum was always known for a mission focus on contemporary and regional art, but she says the Spicer gift put the museum on another level. Johnson says even though the Spicers knew and liked Rockford, the gift was considered something of a coup. But Johnson says being a smaller museum versus, say, a large Chicago one actually helped.
We're not an overwhelming museum like the Art Institute, which is a wonderful institution, but they've got so many pieces in their permanent collection that the Spicers were going, is our work ever going to get seen? And they knew, putting it into Rockford's hands, that we were going to really utilize that collection.
Ann Johnson says that's just what the museum has been doing, and not just in shows dedicated to the Spicer collection.
We're showing their pieces almost constantly in our permanent collection shows. So we'll take different pieces from that collection and use it with other parts of our permanent collection.
Johnson says the Fraser donation adds to the museum's resources as well as its reputation. She expects to utilize it to craft new exhibitions, too. Ann Johnson says it has also put her on to artists she didn't know, ones she can explore further for future shows and acquisitions. Which is exactly what the Frasers, the Spicers, and others who have donated works to the Rockford Art Museum said they were looking for. I'm Guy Stevens.